and then go back, and then use your arms to just move and express yourself. So let's feel good for 5 minutes, and then we can sit down again, and then we'll start talking. And then they'll be looking naman for another laptop so that the presentation can go on. I'll put the music on, okay?
RJ. Pero sandali lang pwede.
Thank you.
very nice. To move the body is very natural. And I hope that all of you take some time during the day to move your bodies the way God wanted us to move our bodies. So, our topic today, can you hear me at the back?
Yes.
Okay, good. Our topic today is about exercises to strengthen our bones. Next slide. This is what I want you to learn today, or I hope you will learn today. Why exercise is very important for the bones. Actually, much more important than how much calcium you take. The two types of exercise that are effective. The different exercise options for different types of people. And a very simple home exercise program that is scientifically proven by Dr. Miriam Nelson. Okay. If you want a copy of this presentation, you just email me at tina.juan.com and I will be more than happy to send it to you. Okay, so let's start here. Whenever we think about bones, we think about something that's hard and dry. But actually, bone is alive. It is a living tissue, just like muscles, just like the heart, the intestines. And because it's alive, what you do in your lifestyle will affect your bones. So have you heard the term use it or lose it? Yes, bones are the same. If we don't use them, as we grow older, we lose them. Okay, so bones are constantly changing. The bone cells that you have and I have today are not the same as the bone cells that we had 10 years ago. It's constantly in a state of what they call remodeling. Next slide. Okay, you can see on the left side, that thing that looks like parang Pac-Man. Okay, those are cells that remove the old bone. So they are bone removing cells. And then on the right side, they're called osteoblasts. These are cells that create naman new bone. Are you guys okay there? You can see? They create new bone. So there's always this process that's going on inside. There are cells creating new bone. There are cells removing naman the bone. It's parang, I like to think of it parang a department store. The old stock has to go out, the new stock has to come in. Okay, it's like that. Now, when we are young and we're still growing, we have more activity going on building the bone and less activity removing. But as we get older, and especially for women, that's why this is such an important topic for women, as we get older, and especially after we menopause, then the process is baliktad. There is more removal than there is creation. So we have to do something to stimulate the process of building. Now, we cannot have the bones anymore of somebody who is young. That is a given fact. But, number one, we can definitely reduce the rate at which we lose bone. Number two, at least more or less keep it stable. And at the best case scenario, at least be able to increase it a little bit. So, the lecture today is about how exercise can stimulate that process of building bone. Okay, next slide, please. Okay, if you look at normal bone, it looks like both of them actually, the normal and the bone with osteoporosis, both of them look like the honeycomb of a bee. Diba? The honeycomb? Okay, and there's a reason for this. Bones kasi cannot be that heavy and solid. Otherwise, we cannot move. So they have to be strong, but they have to be relatively light. So, nature has created it in such that normal bone really has those little cavities to create that honeycomb structure. Kaso lang, in osteoporosis, when there is too much bone removing, the holes get bigger and bigger, and then the remaining bone gets more and more brittle. In older people, the most common sites when a person falls off fracture are the wrist, the spine, the hip. Yeah. So those three areas are the ones that when you fall down, those are the ones that if your bones are not strong enough, those are the ones that break. Not so bad if it's only at the wrist, because you can still continue your regular life. Okay? But there's a big problem if you get a fracture in the spine or you get a fracture, lalo na in the hip. And this causes, when that happens, this causes what doctors call the downward spiral. Because of the fracture, you cannot move. When you're older, when you cannot move, I'm talking, you know, 50 plus, 60 plus, 70 plus, it's worse when it's 80. When you cannot move, all kinds of problems start to happen. You get weaker, you get pneumonia, you get blood clots, you get etc. So falling down is a big issue, malaking problema when you get older. And it is the cause of many premature deaths. There should have been like 10 more years, 15 more years, but because of the fall, because of that downward spiral like that, death comes prematurely. So we need to prevent that. And exercise not only will strengthen the bones, but it also strengthens the muscles and also improves the balance, which are very, very important for preventing falls later on. Next. Okay. This graph is actually not for bones, but it's actually for the amount of stress in your life, whether it will challenge you or it will destroy you. But it can also be a good comparison to bones. So let's take a look. Stress is normal in life. In fact, some stress is good. We need some stress in our life. Take a look there on the left side. If we don't have any stress at all, boredom and depression sets in. You know who are the people who are the most unhappy? The ones with boring jobs, na walang stress. Totally walang stress. I mean, ask a security guard how interesting his job is to just stand there. No challenge. But if you have too much stress naman, anxiety, high blood pressure, etc., etc. So we need just the right amount of stress to challenge us to become better people. Bones are the same. If they do not get enough stress, in other words, a lifestyle of no exercise, no movement, hardly always sitting down, then they deteriorate. But if they have too much naman, as in competitive marathon runners, competitive triathletes, they are at risk for fractures. So that's too much. So it needs just the right. So please, if there's one thing that, you know, one of the things that I want you to remember from today is that bones need to be stressed. So what kind of exercise will stress bones to continue to stay strong? Next slide. Okay. Oh, sorry, kind of got messed up there. We need weight-bearing exercise. Okay. Those of us standing at the back and me here in front, we are weight-bearing. Our feet are carrying the weight of our body. Everybody else who's sitting down there, you are not weight-bearing, except your... But, okay, so then there's two kinds, okay? The one on the left, sorry that you can't see it there, it's called impact exercise. Every time you take a step, there is impact. And it is that impact on the body, with the earth, that causes the bones to be challenged. The other kind is called resistance. So, that would be like, in the example here, a push-up. You're using the weight of the body. In the gym, the weights, the machines. Okay, so let us look now. I'm going to go through all the different forms of exercise and tell you the pros and the cons of each one. But there's one thing first, yes, next. One thing first that we have to remember. Exercise, the stress that you put on the bones and the benefit you get from the exercise is site-specific. So that means impact. For example, walking, running, jogging, etc. The impact is more where? The feet, the legs, some of the hip, a bit of the spine. But walking, running, or jogging does nothing for the arms and the upper spine. Nothing. Now, on the other hand, if you lift weights, you use your upper body to lift weight, the spine gets quite strong, but the legs, not much. So can you see what I mean? It's site-specific. So that's why you need to do a variety of exercises. Okay, so now let's look. Walking, jogging, and running. These are all impact. From the lightest to the medium to the higher impact of running. I wish I could tell you that going to the new Abrisa Mall and strolling around there will build your bones. It will not. Because the impact of very light walking, you know the kind of walking na parang window shopping lang, you know, just going through, it's not enough. It's not enough to build bone. So if you're going to use walking as a form of exercise to help strengthen your bones, it has to be brisk. Has to be a brisk walk. And for me, the best example or the best way for me to remember what a brisk walk is as if I'm going to be late for an appointment with a very important person, my husband probably. So that's fast. You know, you're late. You have to catch up. Okay, that's brisk walking. So that one will help. But jogging and running are more effective. When it comes to building bone, they're more effective. But can everybody jog or run? No. So there are pros, there are advantages, and there are disadvantages. Definitely running is one of the best to build bone. But it builds it more in the legs, in the lower, yes. So, because not everybody can jog or run, we're going to look at other examples. Jumping is also extremely effective in building bone because it is a sudden impact. Okay. Skipping rope also. Next slide. Look at, these are from scientific studies. Okay, if you choose skipping rope, 15 minutes is all you need, 3 to 5 times a week. If that's your healing, if that's what you like to do. Everybody know what the jumping jack is? Okay. They have found 2 minutes of jumping jacks, but you have to do it every day. And 2 minutes doesn't have to be seguido. You can do like 15 seconds rest because you're getting on. And then after that, but later on you do build. You have to wear good shoes. And also when you jump, don't jump so wide, okay? And soften the knees. Knees soft. In. Okay. Vertical jumps. This is actually practical. 10 jumps only. 3 times a week. A vertical jump is... But of course, again, there are disadvantages. What if you already have osteoporosis? Can't do that, right? What if you have knee problems? Cannot be. But if everything else considered, these are quite effective. And they have been proven. Okay, next one. Dancing. Yeah, but not the kind of dancing we just did, huh? That's too light. That was too light. Okay, that's just to warm up and to feel good, but that's not enough to build bone. So the kind of dancing you have to do is the kind where you're moving a lot on the ground. So ballroom dancing is effective. Ballroom dancing is good. Next one. Aerobics is actually quite very effective also because of the impact. On the left side, that's what they call high-low impact. On the right side, step aerobics. That's also been proven. That one, the impact is not much, but it's resistance because you are stepping on top of the step and pulling your whole body up against the resistance of gravity. But again, remember, it's all lower. Okay, next. Cycling. Okay, is cycling weight bearing? No, right? It's not. Because weight bearing means you're standing on your two feet. Okay, so cycling is not weight bearing. And if you're going to do just ordinary cycling, it's good exercise for cardiovascular, it's good exercise for building strength in the legs and etc. But it's not very good exercise for building bone. Unless, there's an unless. One, you do off-road cycling. You know the ones in the rough roads? And because of the like that, the rebox in the road, you get the impact that you need. Also, second, yeah, it's true. Second, when you are climbing up a hill, you have to step hard. Okay, that one, yes, because you are standing up on the bike. That one builds bone. So in the gym naman, if you're just doing easy cycling like that on an exercise bike, for bone strength, that's not enough. But if you set the resistance higher, then yes. Because now it becomes resistance exercise. Next. Okay, swimming. Swimming is definitely not weight bearing. Swimming has many benefits. Again, it's very gentle on the joints. It's a very good all-around body exercise, but it's not enough, apparently, to stimulate or to raise bone density. Next slide. But if you do the exercises in the water, that's different. Because in swimming, the goal of swimming is to become very streamlined. You want to go smooth and fast. In the goal in aqua exercise naman is to use the water that's all around you, that becomes your resistance. Have you ever been in a pool and you try to do this in the water? It's hard. Mahirap. Diba? You bring up the leg, you push down the leg, etc. And if when you send me an email, if you tell me there in the email that you want a copy of a pool exercise, the workout, I can send it also to you. Racket sports are quite good. So we're talking badminton, tennis, squash. Those are very good, remember, for building bone. Very good, because not only there's impact in the, even in the hitting, okay? And also, you have to keep changing direction. You have to keep moving. So every time, there's a stop. There's an impact. So that's been proven to be very good for building bone. But not so kind on the knees. It's an activity that's also not so kind on the knees. But that's why I'm giving you all these options. Next. Oh, how strong do you think the bones of Pacquiao are? Very strong. Because when you box, when you're just training and you hit the bag, that is impact. And then because your feet have to keep moving and shuffling, that's like a total body workout for the bones. Also the martial arts. The same. Next. Yoga. Okay. Sometimes people think yoga is only stretching lang yan. No, it's not. Yoga is also about strength positions. So the positions in yoga that require you to use your legs, to push with the arms, those are the exercises in yoga that will build, that will also help to stimulate and build the bone. Tai Chi. Okay. Tai Chi requires a special mention because Tai Chi, if you do it, let's say, once or twice a week, it will not build bone, but they have proven that the people who take Tai Chi have less falls because the balance is so improved. And it also strengthens the legs. And when they compare them with people who don't do Tai Chi, their rate of losing bone is much slower. If, however, you did Tai Chi 45 minutes, 5 times a week, yes, Tai Chi can help you build some bone. Okay, so now we go to the resistance. As we said, there's two types, di ba, of weight bearing. There's the impact type, and then there's the resistance type. How does resistance exercise make the bones grow stronger? Because every time the muscle pulls against the bone is stressed. And then the bone has to grow stronger in response to that stress. So body weight exercises are anything that require us to use our body as the weight. So if I go here, I didn't need any equipment. I used the weight of my body to strengthen my arms. That's body weight exercise. So push-ups, what I just did is called it. You don't even have to buy the colorful ones. You can just buy the ordinary metal ones that are made in the Philippines. In the gym, strength machines are considered a form of resistance. Have you ever seen rubber, like rubber tubing? Yes, for rubber resistance. A very good local substitute is either surgical tubing, which you can buy in drugstore, or the one for tirador. The one you can buy in the market, they sell that for usually for slingshots or for tying pipes. And then, like I mentioned kanina, you aquatic resistance. Exercise in the swimming pool. Okay, then, this one is called a weighted vest. It's a vest that is used, it has pockets. Okay. This particular model, the belt is here, the weights are put here. And you use it, let's go to the next slide. Okay. And the study that was done for this was to wear the vest 1 hour a day, 5 days a week, to rest 2 consecutive days. They start with 4 pounds long and then gradually build, and when your body gets used to it, build to 10% of your body weight. So if you weigh 120 pounds, that would be about 12 pounds. So they have different pockets. And then you use the vest. It will not work if you use the vest and then you watch TV. You have to move, okay? You have to move while you're doing your household chores and go for a walk. So if you do not like to walk very fast, you want to walk slow, you can use a weighted vest and turn that walk into a bone building exercise. Or you can also do the exercises that I'm going to show you in a while, the one you can do at home. You can do that while you wear a vest. There are many websites abroad that sell these vests. This is one of them. It's called weightvestforosteoporosis.com. It's just an option. I'm just going to give you, the one who has to choose which one is good for your lifestyle, which one do you think you can do with your time schedule. So this is one of those options. And this is, I think, an option all of us can do. Whenever you are going to go to only the second floor or the third floor, you have a choice. Elevator, stairs. Elevator, stairs. I hope you choose the stairs. Because, you know, stairs are very, very underestimated or underrated as a good form of exercise. So, whenever you climb the stairs, it is a form of resistance because you have to carry, there's not much impact, but you have to carry the whole weight of your body. If you weigh 120 pounds, when you step like that, you are carrying that. Next one, you are carrying that. So it builds strength in the legs and especially here in the hip. Because remember what we said, never mind if you fall and you break your wrist, that will, you know, that's not gonna destroy your life, but this one will be a big impact on your life. So, climbing the stairs. Here's another tip. If you cannot climb, take 2 flights of stairs. Okay, do it as a test every year. Take 2 flights of stairs. If you cannot take those 2 flights of stairs without being like this, at the end of those two flights of stairs, that is a sign already that you are at risk for cardiovascular disease. Because it means your body cannot cope anymore with a simple climbing of two flights of stairs. So if you want to test, am I at risk? This is the simplest of tests. Am I at risk for heart disease? Okay, let's go climb two flights of stairs. And how are you after? Because you should be, you'll breathe a little hard, but you can still talk. You should be able to still talk, and your legs should not burn. When the legs start to burn, they're already burning, that burning sensation. Okay, that's not getting enough oxygen. So that's a good, simple test. Okay, now chair test. Okay, everybody, well, you're excused because you're on the floor. But everybody who's sitting down, uncross your legs, okay? And stand up without using the chair. Just stand up. Stand. Good. Sit. Excellent. Stand again. And sit. Okay. So, you can congratulate yourself because your legs are still strong enough to get you out of that chair. They have proven that when a person cannot get out of the chair without using their arms, they are at risk for falling because it means the legs are no longer strong enough. When you see somebody who is 80 years old, who does not exercise, or 75, and they're sitting down, when they cannot get up by themselves anymore. Am I right? Lolo, Lola, you have to help them. Or they have to really make like that, oh, to use the hands to get up. Okay, so if you have a loved one, an older person who is much, much older, and they cannot do this, teach them to be able to do it first by using the arms, okay? Also, you can put, you know, the PLDT directory, you put it on the chair so that the chair is higher, so it's easier for them. And then, of course, you have to be there to help them because they might fall. And then, 10 times. And then, little by little, the legs will strengthen. You know, one of the biggest misconceptions, and this is so sayang talaga, one of the biggest misconceptions is that as we get older, we are going to become weak. That is not true. We become weak because we do not use our body. We do not move the body. We become very sedentary. So there is no reason whatsoever that we cannot be 85 years old and be walking straight and walk and dance and continue to do, you know, all the activities that we want. I know an 80 plus year old lady, she still plays tennis. Doubles, huh? Not singles anymore. Because there is really a slight decline. But it should be a small decline, not like that. And she's been active all her life. So, I don't know about you, pero me, God willing, my life is long, we shall see. I would like to live every single year of my life with quality. I want to live every single moment of my life being able to do the things I want to do and not have to need a wheelchair or crutches. Okay, next. Okay, so now we come to the program that I was telling you about. This is one of the books written by Dr. Miriam Nelson. I don't know if it's available at National, but I'm sure if you are really interested, you can probably ask them to order it, or you can order it online at Amazon.com. She created a program. It was actually an experiment to see if exercise alone could build bone density. Let's go. Okay. This is an MRI of a thigh. Cross section, cut here. Okay? So if you look on top, if you see that black dot that's in the middle, okay, that's the bone marrow, and then around it is the bone. The big white area is the muscle. Then the black area around the white is the fat. Okay, so the top one belongs to a 25-year-old woman. She was relatively active. What does relatively active mean? Maybe she went dancing once a week only, and not even that active. But when you are young, your muscles are protected, and your bones are also protected because you are still in that process, right, of building. The middle one is now a 58-year-old woman who does not exercise, sedentary. Take a look at what has happened. The muscle has shrunk. Not only has the muscle shrunk, the fat is starting to go already in between the muscle. By the way, that is how you create Wagyu beef. You've heard of Japanese beef, Wagyu beef, Kobe beef, Angus beef? Okay, that's how they create it. They don't make the cows move. The cows are kept stationary. Minamasahe pa. They give them beer pa to drink. So that the muscles become very soft and, well, actually useless. Because then the fat gets in between, well, it probably also makes it more masarap. The one at the bottom, okay, is a 63-year-old woman. She was part of the experiment of Dr. Miriam Nelson. She did strength training for 1 year with the exercises that I'm about to show you. And take a look at her muscles. She has regained her muscle mass. She has regained her muscle. And the fat is smaller pa. So, that's 63. Okay, so next one. Okay, so let's look at the experiment. What did she do? They used 40 postmenopausal women. So, these are women, they're not menstruating anymore. It means that their estrogen is down. Okay. They were sedentary. They had never exercised. They did not use any hormones. So no estrogen therapy. The oldest one was 89. The youngest was around 50 plus. 53, probably 54, 55, like that. So these are not young women. These are old women. No hormones. They were sedentary. So they split the group in half. 20 are going to become what they call the control group. They're not going to change their lifestyle. Continue being sedentary. Don't exercise. The other 20 did 2 sessions a week, 40 minutes per session, at home. Okay, next one. So after 1 year, they took the results. Okay, in the control group, the ones who didn't exercise, in 1 year, they lost 2% of bone density. And that's what happens when you don't exercise. Every year that passes, you lose a little bit more, you lose a little bit more, you lose a little bit more. The exercise group, actually, it was quite surprising, they actually gained 1%, which is already a big deal. Malaking bagay na yan. In the control group, the ones who didn't exercise, their balance decreased by 8.5%. That's another thing that happens when you don't exercise as you get older. Your balance gets worse and worse and worse. Meanwhile, in the ones who exercise, they had an improvement of 14% in balance. So that means that this will help them not fall. The control group, 25% of them, became less active pa. So now instead of maybe walking to the grocery, drive na lang. Meanwhile, the ones who exercise, they became so ganado, they started to take up dancing, they started to take up all these different things, other things, that because they were now feeling stronger. The people who didn't exercise, they gained a little bit of weight and inches. That's also what happens when we don't move as we get older. Every year, 1 pound, 2 pounds, Next year, another 2 pounds. You don't notice it. And then when you go to your reunion in school, ay! Tumaba ka ng grabe-grabe. That's what your classmates say. Because you don't realize that in 15 years, little by little, you're becoming wider and wider. The ones who exercise, these ladies who exercise, they had no change in weight because they didn't change their diet, but they had a significant loss of inches. Because when muscles are strong, they become tighter. They occupy a smaller volume. Okay, so now let's start with the program. Okay, it's about, okay, this one is floor abdominals. That's not hard to do. That's easy to do. You just need a towel on the floor or a mat. And in the book, they offer different options. So parang that's level one. That's a beginner level. And then they offer, as you get stronger, they offer other options. Next one. This one is called the back extension. She just has a pillow here. Did you notice the legs? She's wearing ankle weights. Those are the ones I was telling you can buy in a sporting goods store. If you buy ankle weights, buy the ones that have parang pockets, so that you, and then they come with small weights, so that you can start with a small one and then you can increase as you get stronger. This is a very good way to build bone in the spine if you don't have osteoporosis. These are push-ups, just an example of there's a level one, and then as you get stronger, level two, and then of course the level three, you're already on your toes. You know, you'd be surprised what the human body can do. You'd be surprised how strong you can become, actually quite fast, if you just give your body a chance and exercise. Next one. It's called a tricep raise. In the book, they have other options for people who cannot bring their arms overhead. So can you try that in your seat? But of course, you'd be carrying a dumbbell. Yeah, weight. Okay, next one. Okay, this one, I want you, for those of you who have bags, I want you to get your bag, which probably weighs a lot. Okay. And those of you who are sitting down, can you stand up? Those of you who are sitting, you can continue to sit. In the book, they give you an option to start sitting down, but preferable really is when a person is stronger is to do the exercises standing up. It's better. But do it for now. So half the class, I mean, half the session, we'll do it. Get your bag. You guys also sitting down, okay? Okay, the movement in these exercises is very slow. It's 4 seconds up, 1 second hold, 4 seconds down. Slow. And you only do it 8 times. Yeah, you do it slow so you protect your joint, but at the same time, you put a good stimulus or stimulation on the muscle and the bone. Hold your wrist straight, huh? Don't allow the wrist to do this. It's not good. Okay, so let's do it together. Put one. I'll hold this so that we can do it. Let's take it up. 1001, 1002, 1003, 1004. Hold. Take it down. 1001, 1002, 1003, 1004. That's one. Let's go again. 1001, 1002, 1003, 1004. Hold. Take it down. 1001, 1002, 1003. Is it getting heavier?
Yes.
Let's go again. 1001, 1002, 1003. That's three. Let's go again. 4, come on. 1001, 1002, 1003, 1004. Hold. Take it down. 1001, 1002, 1003. That was only 4. 4 more. Come on, we can do it. Let's just do this one. 1001, 1002, 1003, 1004. Hold. Take it down. 1001, 1002, 2003, 2004, 2005. Number 6, 2001, 2002, 2003, 2004. Hold.